Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer.
Helping a loved one with cancer during treatment by Caroline Rich. This episode is brought to you by Nestlé Health Science to promote nutritional awareness and education throughout your cancer journey. To support you along every step of your nutritional cancer journey, visit mycancermynutrition.co.za. Statements of facts and opinions expressed in this episode belong to the contributor and do not necessarily reflect the opinion or position of Nestlé Health Science. Caroline Rich defines the term caregiver and offers ways to support your loved one as best as you can. Your loved one has been diagnosed with cancer, and you want to know what you can do to be supportive and provide the best care for them. This diagnosis can be overwhelming for the loved one, and so too for your family and friends. The question is, what is the next step? What can I do to help make sure that this person feels supported and takes the pressure off of them? Also, how do I ensure that I'm strong enough and emotionally available to take on this job? Awareness and knowledge are key to taking on this role. Who are the caregivers? Caregivers extend beyond the healthcare workers looking after the patient directly. Other considered caregivers can be spiritual advisors and members of the community in which the person lives. Essentially, anyone who is close to the patient and wants to get involved and help would be defined as a caregiver. What is the role of a caregiver? A caregiver of a cancer patient plays a critical role in supporting them through their journey. It's advised to gain basic knowledge of the type of cancer and treatments that your loved one will be having. This information needs to come from credible sources, healthcare providers, and not an internet search. This will help you be more knowledgeable regarding what they may need and what to expect going forward. It's a good idea to identify someone to act as a liaison between all the supporters, the patient, and the healthcare providers. There are many aspects of the treatment that the patient will need to deal with, and each caregiver could play a role in different ways. Emotional support. Encourage your loved one to be open with you and listen to their fears and concerns. It's good to maintain a positive environment. You may find that it's often difficult to know what to say. Ultimately, the simplest expressions are the most meaningful. Sometimes showing genuine concern and just listening is the best thing you can do. For example, you might say something as follows: I don't know what to say, but I want you to know that I care and I'm thinking of you, or I'm here for you when and if you need me. It's highly recommended that as the caregiver, you encourage your loved one to see a counselor who specializes in cancer. These days, it can often take place online, which is more convenient. Even if they don't think they need this help, they may find that it really does help. Practical support. It's a good idea that your loved one jots down questions that they have and make notes during their appointments with the healthcare professionals. Often, they are so worried with what is going on, they may not remember things being said to them and what questions to ask. Therefore, it's a good idea for you to go with them to these appointments, so you can also make notes. This ensures that the communication of information amongst the caregivers is clear and understood. Always ask your loved one exactly what they need and what you can do to help make things easier for them. If you just say that you are there to help, it may be difficult for them to ask for something specific. Some tasks that a caregiver could take on is the day-to-day activities: going to the shops and buying groceries, arranging transport, looking after children, keeping a schedule of appointments, and provide pre-cooked meals. Another aspect of how the caregiver can get involved is to assist with medical aid, if your loved one has medical aid. This becomes a big part of what your loved one is going to go through and often is the last thing that they want to have to deal with. Find an expert, like a broker, who can coordinate this, as it can get quite complicated and frustrating. In instances that the medical aid won't cover treatments and have declined after motivating, a fundraiser to ensure that the cost of treatment is covered can be set up. BackerBuddy is a good platform. This needs to be taken on by one person who would be good at coordinating such a campaign. How to look after yourself. Caregiving can be emotionally and physically demanding. It's important to seek help when needed and prioritize both your loved one and your own well-being. You will need to support each other as each person is different and may be dealing with things in their own way. Keep the lines of communication open. It's suggested that caregivers seek counseling for themselves as an individual and/or in a group setting. There's nothing wrong with asking for help. In fact, it's encouraged. Ask your loved one's doctor to recommend an advocate or navigator who can assist you with understanding what you need to do so that you feel that you are being of help and not a hindrance. If you, as the caregiver, are going through a difficult time, you will not be able to support the patient optimally.